Welcome to the third season, in episode 302 of the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's meditation comes from Seneca, in letters 82-24. Certain arguments are rendered useless and unavailing by their very subtlety. The Stoics were great logicians, particularly Chrysippus, the second head of the Stoa. In fact, an argument has been made that if we had even a fraction of Chrysippus' books today, he would be considered one of the great philosophers of antiquity, on par with Plato and Aristotle. Why then is Seneca this in logic, of all things? And he's not the only one, since Epictetus does it repeatedly too. This is particularly strange because logic was one of the three topoi, the three areas of study that comprised the classical Stoic curriculum, the other two areas being physics, meaning natural science and metaphysics, and of course ethics. But Seneca here, just like Epictetus elsewhere, doesn't have a problem with logic. He has a problem with too much logic. Wait, how can there be such thing as too much logic? Because logic, for the Stoics, had to be useful, to be employed in order to figure out how to live a life worth living. In other words, logic was in the service of ethics, not a thing to be pursued for its own sake. The danger in overindulging logic is that one is then prompted to come up with more and more subtle arguments which become less and less relevant to living one's life. If you're skeptical of this, I warmly invite you to attend any talk at a modern philosophy department. Chances are that you will witness a spectacular and fascinating degree of logic chopping by the speaker, but you will hardly come out of it with something useful to make your life better. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.